Oh, he's a counselor. Uh-huh. Well, good.
And we got another letter. They said that in the history of the state college, that's the first one they ever won, was Jerry.
Well, good.
I gotta tell you, you know everybody thinks they're kidding. Now, it ain't just cause he's my boy, but I've got a good-looking boy.
He is. He's a handsome boy.
He looks like, he's playing running back, playing more like his mother. And he's a nice-looking boy.
Does he speak French?
No, he didn't. Never did want to learn it.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, he ought to in school to help him, but, he could have done it, but he just never would do it. I've been him, I've learned it for a chance.
Yeah. Does your wife speak French?
Oh, man, she used to talk French and did English language.
Well.
It's raised up that French, but she's got a kind of way from it, you see, up here.
Uh-huh.
When they go home, they sure pick it up again.
It's a shame she didn't talk that to your son.
Oh, Jack can learn it. They went home so much and he could learn it, but I don't know. He just didn't, some way or another, didn't want to learn it. Mm-hmm. They ought to done. They ought to learn every language you can.
Oh, yeah.
More the better.
What furniture did you have? Well, what would you call this?
Well, that's a living room set.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, living room.
Did you have anything like this when you were a boy, but just one piece?
Oh, no. Well, okay, furniture in them days was so much different. Oh, different day and night. You'd have old rocking chairs and it'd be antiques today, you see. Yeah, just all together different. They didn't have such stuff as that when I was a boy.
Did they have couches and sofas?
Yeah, they did. We've got a couch upstairs that we're keeping for antique. They like to have in the early days, you know.
Uh-huh. I think it's good to keep these things if you possibly can.
Yeah, you take a bed like that in there. I just show you. You know, they sell high.
Well, you bet they do.
Yeah, they sell high. Whoa. And like that couch up there. Guy's already wanting to buy them.
Well, I'll be done.
We had a chance. We were trying to buy this bed.
Well, just hang on to it. Yeah. They'll be back.
Yes, sir.
But of course, you can use them.
We can use that and have company.
Just that makes such good sense. Take a small room and you can have a bed in there and a table. Mm-hmm. Pull your bed down at night, fold it up.
Yeah,
the whole room
absolutely. You see, we could get this out of the way and move that over there, and had company. We just put that bed right up here and just push out and let them sleep right in here. You see,
mm-hmm.
In the morning, just put it back.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything called a bureau?
What would that be? You got any idea what that?
Sort of like a dresser? Maybe with a marble top, or?
Well, let's see, what are the early days now? I can't remember. Oh, I tell you, Robert, in early days, if you could have been, you could have seen it for yourself. People were so poor in early days here, dollarless, you know, and they just get old, and just enough things to live and get by, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting now. We're all competing. We all want more. We never have more than God.
That's it. It's a modern way. It takes money to run life anymore.
Yeah.
It does. You just got to make so much you wouldn't get by.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to homes in the early days where they're so poor, they had boxes, sit on boxes. When we go there, we'd sit on boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't have, they just that poor. They didn't have furniture.
That's the way we were when I was in college. Get an old box and knock it apart and put it back together and paint it black.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I want you to put in everything that was imaginable. You see, I'll be 64 years old, remember?
Good heavens.
Yeah, I've been here a long time.
Well, that's hard to believe. You don't look 64. You look about 52.
Yeah, I'll be 64. I was born October 1st, 1898.
Hmm.